This is the Winning at Work and Home podcast with Damon Eddy, dedicated to helping individuals not only win at work, but more importantly, win at home and in life. Helping individuals define what true success looks like for them and helping them live that success daily, allowing more freedom to passionately love the people and enjoy the things that matter most in their life. Welcome to the Winning at Work and Home podcast with Damon Eddy.
Well, good morning, everyone. Appreciate you joining the podcast, episode number 50. Episode number 50. So plugging quite along, getting along here, going pretty good with it. I appreciate, like I said, you guys listening. Anytime that you guys listen, you take time out, whether that's in your car, the treadmill, you know, doing housework, you know, whatever it may be. I just appreciate you guys tremendously, you know, listening and going through this journey of life with me. It's kind of a big deal, right? Especially if you got kids and you're married and you got to pay bills and you got to do all this stuff. It's a big deal to try to get this somewhat correct, to try to make sure that we're trying to do or doing the things better, right, than we did maybe the week before, the year before, and we're just growing and progressing. So hopefully, if you haven't listened to the previous podcast, episode number 49, I had a challenge for you guys. And I just want to go over that real quick to make sure, just if you haven't, if you're listening to this one and you missed episode 49, I suggest you go back and you take the challenge. And the challenge is, okay, by this time of listening to me, whatever it may be, you know, you've identified the most important areas of your life. I mean, it's pretty similar for everyone. You have your spiritual, you have your relationships, whether that's your marriage, whether that's with your kids, you have your health, right? Your physical, and then you have your careers. There may be a passion there, maybe a certain thing in there. And then what I need you to do, and hope you've done this by now after the 50th episode, which we've talked about this throughout, if you've identified the one thing that is the most important thing to do, that's the one thing that's the most important thing you need to do in that area. Okay? There's not 1,000 things that you need to do for your wife, men. There's usually about one thing. And if you're consistent Monday through Saturday, okay, with speaking her love language, that's going to make a tremendous difference. There may seem like there's women 1,000 things that you need to do for your man because you're not actually giving him the one thing, the true one thing, or speaking his love language of what he needs. And then you're confused. You're like, oh my gosh, my man is never satisfied. Well, it's because you're not speaking his love language and truly giving him, you know, the one thing that he needs from you. You know, there's not 1,000 things you need to do in your business, not 1,000 things you need to do in your health. So we've talked about this, right? So the challenge is the night before you write down on a sheet of paper, scrap sheet of paper, legal, yellow, notepad, whatever it may be, the one things. You write them down, and then the following day, you do all those things, okay? And for the first week, we're just going for one day of full completion. One day of full completion on that list, right? So you write down the one thing. You know, maybe it's devotional, quality time with my wife, 15 minutes with the kids, 30 minutes exercise, you know, 10 contacts to possible clients, whatever it may be, the one thing in the most important areas of your life, and then you get it done in the day, and then you check it off. We're going for one complete day this week. Then the second day, or the second week, we're going for 2 days. The third week, we're going for 3 days, you know. The fourth week, we're going for 4 days. And then the fifth week, we're going to go for 5 complete days of getting that list done. That's my challenge for you. Okay, it'll make a tremendous difference in your life. After the fifth week, the sixth week, next thing you know, every single week you're rocking it out, you're hitting your one things, you're getting a habit of writing it down before you go to bed at night, you're sleeping much better because you're getting all that stuff out of your mind, right? and you're going and you're just throwing it. You're throwing it down on the sheet of paper, clearing it out. And then when you wake up in the morning, you have that sense of wanting to complete that or finish that loop. So that's the challenge. Okay. What I want to talk about a little bit today is energy, right? I think energy is extremely, extremely important. Okay. And what I was thinking about, I was listening to a vlog. I was watching a vlog with an individual that has tremendous energy, right? That works in this video blog, this vlog. This person is off the charts, right? He works like so much. Well, a lot of you know who it is I'm talking about. I'm talking about Gary Vaynerchuk. He works so much, right? It's just tremendous. And he loves it. And he has so much energy, passion, meetings. And somebody asked him, I said, well, what do you do in the morning? What's the first thing you do? And, you know, he jokes around. He says, I go to the bathroom and, you know, take a crap. And while I'm checking my, see, is there any things I need to do? But he said, one of the things that's really important to me, I wake up and I try to gauge my energy. I wake up and I try to gauge my energy. Am I going to have the energy needed to get the things done that I want to get done today? And he said he's very specific on his sleep. Like you would think, wow, does this guy ever sleep? And he's very purposeful in his sleep. He makes sure he gets a certain number of hours of sleep every night, which is hugely important, guys, which is huge. But I thought it was very interesting that he said that. He tries to gauge the energy in the morning to make sure that he's going to be able to do the things that he wants to do with the energy that he needs. Now, this is very crucial. I think it's very critical and an interesting little tweak that we need to be aware of. Now, what he did is he put in a safeguard. He said, one of the good things that I did, he said, I think 2 or 3, 4 years ago, is if I don't have the energy, I set it up with my trainer, with my workout, that I immediately go. He does that right after he kind of gets up, gets a green drink or whatever, and then goes and does his exercise. He said one of the best things he did is he put that in there to make sure that after that he generates the energy. Because usually after a workout, right, you get your blood flowing, you're a little more energetic, and you feel good, right? So that's one of the things that he did to safeguard, to make sure he had energy to do the things that he needed to do. So the point of what I'm trying to tell you, it was very interesting that here is one of the more successful, quote, successful individuals basically in the world right now, okay? And one of the first things that he thinks about or monitors when he gets up in the morning is his energy level. I just think that's crucial, guys, because I'm not sure how much you and I are aware of that in the day. And I want us to make sure that we're more aware of it, because it's important. I want to read this quote from Tony Robbins. He says, the higher your energy level, the more efficient your body, the better you feel, and the more you will use your talent to produce outstanding results. Okay? The higher our energy level, okay? When the better we feel in regarding that, the more then that we're going to use our talent, that we're going to use our gifts, and we're going to do the things that we need to do if we have the energy to do it. Now, it's crucial, right? Now, I've often said, you know, you can't necessarily wait for the energy, right? You just got to do the act, and then the energy will come. But we don't want to just negate focusing on energy and be like, well, I'm just not even going to worry about energy because Damon says if I just do it, the energy will come. That's not necessarily the point. The point is we need to be watching. We need to be monitoring. We need to be making sure that we're doing the things, okay, and we're being aware of the energy. Now, I think there's physical energy, right? And it kind of ties physical energy, then there's mental energy. Okay, and I think they kind of go hand to hand, right? Because if we have the physical energy and we start doing these things and getting it going and rocking, you know, then mentally we start to feel better. Now, mentally, what I want to talk a little bit about that will help us generate the mental energy to then hopefully get the physical going is the stories that we tell ourselves. And I wrote this down this morning. I said, often the stories we tell ourselves either give or take away the emotion needed to take action. Okay, let me repeat that again. Often the stories we tell ourselves in our mind either give or take away the emotion, which energy, needed to take action. So let me give you an example, because I think a lot of times what we need to understand, if we tell ourselves better stories, we will then get better results. It's so true. It's like I've given this example to you guys before, I don't know, 5-10 times, right? And I'll keep saying, because I think it's important. I think it's a very easy analogy in regards to working out or exercise. If we need to do that, right? And we tell ourselves the story, and we know we're sitting there maybe in the living room, or we got to work out, or you know, we've had a long day of work, and maybe we go to the gym after that, but we're sitting there in the car driving, we're telling ourselves a story. It's like, gosh, you know what? I'm just really tired today. You know, when I get to the gym, it's such a drag because, you know, usually that time of the day, there's a lot of people checking in, and I might see somebody that I know, and I kind of talk to a lot of people in the day. And, you know, the treadmills a lot of times are filled up, and then I don't know what I'm going to do when I go there. What am I going to do today? Am I going to do a bro workout? Am I going to do more cardio? You know, all these different things that you know, and then I'm going to be home late for the kids, right? I want to get home maybe earlier today, you know, which may be an okay story. All these different things. So you're telling yourself this story, okay? And it's a bad story. Now, do you think when you tell yourself that story, that's going to bring you closer to what you need to do going to the gym? Or do you think it's going to take you away and you're talking yourself out of it? You're talking yourself out of it. It's ridiculous. So we need to be aware of the stories. You know, we tell stories like this, like, you know, with our spouse, we're like, gosh, you know I need to speak her love language. I know I should, right? But I don't know if that's going to make a difference. It just does not seem to make a difference. You know, I could do that, but there's so many other things that I probably need to do as well, right? It's not just one thing. It's just this, and then there's going to be this and this and this. And do you think then when you tell yourself that story in your mind, right? That say, well, you know, I should do this for my spouse, but, you know, blah, 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 blah. You're not going to do the thing, right? That's not giving you the energy. It's not giving you the emotion to take action. Okay. It's the same thing in sales, right? When you need to reach out to, 10 to 15 people a day and bring them tremendous value, right? So when they want to do business in the area of your field, you're going to be the first one that comes to top of mind, right? And maybe that's contacting people, and you tell yourself a lame story like, well, you know, they're probably busy, right? I know I don't like it when my phone rings. So why in the world would they want it to do? I mean, they're probably running around with the kids, or he's probably busy at work, and it's just a drag to make those calls. And, you know, so you tell yourself your lame story. Are you more likely to pick up the phone or do the texting or do the direct messaging if you telling yourself a lame story? No, it's moving you further away from taking that action. So what you need to do is you need to be aware, and you need to change your stories. You need to change your stories. You need to say things like, gosh, I'm excited to go to the gym, because when I go to the gym, I know I can get in there and hit it, and I feel so darn good once I'm about 15 minutes into it. I feel good, and then I'm going to come home, and I'm going to have that energy, right? Because I went and I got my little recharge, you know, before I get home. I feel good because, gosh, you know, when I don't do it, I feel kind of guilty, and then I'm kind of a crab or a jerk at home because I'm guilty for not working out, and then I'm not cool to my wife, I'm not good to the kids. But if I go get their gym and just get it done and hammer it out, I'm going to feel so good. The drive back home is going to be good. I can pump up the music and just come home and just relax. Just feel good and be just chill with the kids and laugh and joke with my wife. That's a better story, right? That's a better story. Maybe the story in sales is, you know what? I'm going to reach out to people and I'm going to make them smile. I'm going to send them such good texts. I'm going to give them a call, and I'm going to say certain things that are going to build them up and build up that energy. And I'm going to make 10 to 15 people feel really, really, really good today. I'm going to give that encouragement that they need to get through the day. I'm going to compliment them. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make them smile, feel good. And oh yeah, the benefit of that is hopefully, you know, when I give a lot of good out, a lot of good's going to come back to me, right? That's a different story. That's going to help you do the things that you need to do, right? So the stories that you tell yourself, you need to be aware of what's going on in your mind, what you're telling yourself. Because if you tell yourself, like I said, lame stories, you're not going to have the emotion, which really kind of is energy, to do the things that are necessary. Okay? It's so important. What's this other quote? I wanted to talk about this other quote. Hold on. Okay, here we go. I said, and everything is energy. Your thought begins it. Everything is energy. Your thought begins it. Just what we're talking about, your thought or your stories. Your emotions amplifies it. Okay, so your emotions and your action increases its momentum. That's such a good quote. I want to move that over here so I can see it a little better. Because I want to break that down. Everything is energy, right? Everything takes energy that we're doing. I mean, when we communicate to somebody, when we talk, when we move, it all takes energy. Your thought begins it. What you're thinking, your story begins it. What are you thinking? What are you doing? What is the energy sucking, or are you increasing your energy? Your emotions amplify. So like you said, if you can tell yourself a good story, if you can get yourself pumped up, okay, then your action increases its momentum. So then what that means is if you can get yourself pumped up by the stories that you tell yourself, and then you get emotional, then you start to take action. The more action that you then take, you get more energy. It's interesting. It's like sometimes when I work out or do what it is, it's those days that I go in, and sometimes that I just don't feel like I have the energy. But then I get through about 5, 10, 15 minutes into the CrossFit workout. I'm like, dang, now I got some energy. Now I'm hitting it. It's funny because often those workouts are the best workouts. Maybe it's because you go from such an extreme place of very little energy to extreme high energy. There's that big gap that you feel that. But it's so important, guys, the stories that you tell yourself. So I really want to end it there, because if we're doing this challenge, right? If we're doing this challenge where you have certain activities, you have the one activity in the most important areas of your life, okay, you need to make sure that you're telling yourself the correct stories around that action. That is so crucial. You need to make sure that you're telling yourself the correct stories around that action, which is then going to increase, if it's a good story, the likelihood of you then generating the emotion or the energy to make sure that you then take action and follow through. But if you're telling yourself not good stories in regards to those one things, your emotion is going to go down, your energy level will go down, your body will be thinking, I don't think that's the right thing to do, right? Because our body tries to protect us from what? Our body tries to protect us from pain. So if we're telling ourselves a painful story or a lame story around it, the likelihood of us taking the action or generating the emotion to then take the action starts to diminish. Okay? So hopefully, guys, that made sense. I'm going to end it right here. Thank you so much for listening to episode number 50 of the Winning at Work and Home podcast. Colin, thanks for watching. Rob, I know you were on. Appreciate you guys tremendously. You guys have an awesome, awesome, awesome rest of your day. Hopefully you guys are ready last night. Hopefully you wrote down those one things and you're just going to hammer them out today. You know, they're only 5 or 6 things and they don't take a ton of time, but they make a huge, huge difference. So I will talk to you guys tomorrow. I'm really trying to figure out what to do on Friday, because we are supposed to leave in the car, I think around 5 o'clock, and I'm going to a Toby Mac concert with one of my boys Thursday night. So my energy level may be super down, because, you know, when last concert I went to was a reggae concert. This one's a Christian concert, Toby Mac, and we're probably going to be out kind of late. So Friday I may have to go live about 4:30 in the morning, to be honest with you, and get it done. So, but yeah, I got to watch my energy level with that. Because it's going to be a little bit down. So anyways, guys, have an awesome, awesome, awesome rest of your day. I will talk to you later. Again, thank you for listening to the podcast. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Winning at Work and Home podcast with Damon Eddie. Be sure you subscribe on iTunes or Google Play. Also, be sure to follow Damon on Facebook at Damon Eddy, Define and Design Your Success. Or subscribe to the Damon Eddy channel on YouTube. Until next time, know you have a part to play in this world, so be sure to play your part well.